Somewhere between the TPS reports and the staplers in Jell-O, you'll find a semi-sacred area known as the Cubicle Confessional. That's where Bobby and Liberty share their deepest, sometimes weirdest, confessions. It's Cubicle Confessions. On the My Morning Show with Bobby and Liberty.
Never a dull moment with you, Lib, is there?
Well, it's true. I was like, I don't think I have anything to confess. Hold on, wait a minute.
You start telling me the story, and you said, well, maybe that's my confession. Yeah, I think it is.
So it's not really a secret if you know me. I get jealous.
Uh-huh.
That's just how I am.
You get jealous of women's interactions with your husband, Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get jealous of other random things, too, but that's the main one. Yes, you're correct. it's my way around that. But we were in Meijer yesterday, and somehow I missed this. Doug comes running back to me.
He comes running back to you?
He didn't know. He was just walking at a regular pace. I was just trying to doll it up a bit. You missed me getting a big hug.
Mm-hmm. See, that's his problem right there. That's not the way you start a conversation.
The tone, the subject matter, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm thinking, is Phil Smith around here somewhere? Do I get a hug?
Right.
No. This is from some chick that I don't know that he's known for years, air quote, that worked at a tan place or whatever. I don't know, somewhere. And he's like, she has a baby. She's married. I'm like, what of those things have anything to do with her hugging you?
Right. He could clearly see that you were upset.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to justify it. I think that he started that conversation hoping to elicit that kind of reaction from you. And it worked.
Yes.
Right?
However,
he wanted to kind of upset you, I guess.
Well,
right?
It's fun to get me riled up.
Riled up, that's the word, yeah.
Yeah. However, in my current state of mind, and if you've watched The Biggest Loser expose on Netflix, you might know what I'm going through. I put new batteries in the scale this week. Who has a scale so long that the batteries run out, first of all?
Ours ran out not too long ago.
Well, okay then. But anyway.
I mean, they don't last forever.
It's probably because I stood on it too long. Okay?
That's what it was.
So that's where I'm at. I'm looking at non-fat yogurt, and he's like, hey, I just got a big old hug. And I'm like, where is she? And he's like, oh, is that blonde down there? And then I end up in the same aisle as her, not realizing, but thinking maybe it is her. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, excuse me, she does not look like she's ever birthed a child. Short shorts. And I did not see a wedding ring, and I didn't even know that was her. I just noticed, because I noticed these things.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you're just being ridiculous. I may or may not have thrown a couple of dog food cans into the cart, not at him.
So you don't think you're being ridiculous?
Well, I mean, I'm sure I overreacted, but I mean, the moon's doing some weird stuff. And
so it's,
again, the scale.
It's,
and I'm
everybody's,
like,
it's everybody else's fault but your own?
No, I have insecurities and...
Yeah.
And maybe I needed a hug in Meijer. I don't know.
I think you did.
Or something.
You do need a hug. I'm not going to give you that hug.
Please don't.
But you do need one, I guess.
Do you have something to confess? It can be our secret. Send us an app chat message with the My 105.3 app.